educated choice.
Protect your ESFCU debit card with Card Valet. You can turn your debit card on and off, limit your spending, control where your card is used, and get real-time alerts from your smartphone. It's free and easy to use, so download it today.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
Doing good, thanks. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Karen, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to extend thanks and gratitude to Emporia State Federal Credit Union for their support of this opportunity for us. We absolutely enjoy doing it month to month, and we appreciate their support.
Absolutely. And we also have Brenda Carmichael joining us here this morning as well. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. Well, Karen, it's just about one full year for you officially being the leader of Flint Hills Technical College. I'm assuming it has been a fast 11-plus months for you.
Fast and furious is just the best way to describe it, and it's been wonderful. I have absolutely loved every minute of it. There have been some highs, there have been some lows, but it has been a wonderful experience. And these past few weeks, not just with graduation in the spring, but even the types of events the region hosts. With the Unbound Gravel, we had the opportunity to go to Symphony in the Flint Hills for a little bit on Saturday evening. But just what the region hosts, I enjoy it. I've really enjoyed all of this. So, and we've got our Wrangler enrollment days going on, and that's what Brenda's going to talk a little bit about. And so we're really, we have a slight uptick in our enrollment, so things are on a positive uptrend for us right now.
Well, uptick, uptrend, two positive words right there. And Brenda, tell us about Wrangler enrollment days here.
Absolutely. Today is one of our Wrangler enrollment days. We have several of these per month. Matter of fact, we have four more after today. During enrollment, students can come in and meet with their academic advisor, go through their course schedule, degree plan, get their photo ID, free t-shirt, parking permit, and best of all, we reduce the enrollment deposit to $50 versus the $100 during these enrollment times. And students can also take a walk around campus and see where their classes are, meet with federal financial aid. It's just a great opportunity for them to come in, and the excitement of these days is unbelievable.
Brenda, I'm not sure if you have any stats as far as, you know, how many students come to the Tech College through these Wrangler days and then become students, but it sounds like this is getting everybody really revved up here for the upcoming fall semester.
Absolutely. We started our Wrangler enrollment days in April, and we have approximately 30 students per enrollment day enroll. Today is a little bit different since I have actually a conference call. I was unable to do a lot of enrollment today, but to see the excitement of new students and taking selfies with our banners, it's just a neat experience during the enrollment process, and then to watch them grow individually, graduate. So, and there is an evening one coming up. For those that work during the day, we have an evening enrollment day on June the 29th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. So, Brenda, enrollment for the fall looks good?
It does look good. I mean, we're ready for more always, but sure. We're excited about our numbers at this point, yes.
So, obviously, there are openings in some fields that you offer out there then, huh?
We do have some openings, and we also have some programs that are full. Our daytime welding, industrial engineering, automotive technology are at capacity, but we have some afternoon, evening spots available for those majors, and then our dental assisting and dental hygiene is full as well.
On the flip side of that, though, looking at the programs that are full, what does this say here for the level of education that the Flint Hills Technical College provides here with its different fields of study, Brenda, at least from what you're seeing from your chair?
Well, I mean, students just to go out and promote FHTC and getting the hands-on training and employers employing our students before they graduate, that helps build the trends for our enrollment.
To add to that, I think it's the partnership with those program advisory committees as well as the industry partnerships that these students, most of them have positions or jobs or their internship leads to that through what they're doing in their hands-on. And so our students, without our industry partners, these programs would not be nearly as successful as they are. So we're very indebted as well to our industry partners who have so much confidence in what we do.
And you're listening to a Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty, also with Brenda Carmichael this morning. Brenda's the Dean of Enrollment Management at Flint Hills Technical College. Well, President Daugherty, as Chuck alluded to, graduation just a little over a month ago. So how are placement rates? Are they still very high for the FHTC graduates?
Yes, they are. We have, most of our graduates have positions. We have, as we continue to promote, anywhere from a 96 to 98% placement rate. We will have those placement rates for this academic year, probably later in September, October. And so those are six-month numbers that we get. And so it's going to be a little bit before we get what this current year is. But those students, we are very aware of where they're going, what they're doing, if they're going on to education. Maybe they've gone on over to Emporia State in the business program. Maybe they're over at Simmons or Hills or Michelin. And so we are very aware of what many of our students have the opportunity to do just through, again, through the relationships we build with them and through those relationships with our industry partners. So that placement rate continues to hover easily above 95%. I would say if we get to the 95%, sometimes we feel like we've not hit the mark we expect. So we really look at that 97-98% as our success baseline.
Boy, that is a high level, but obviously,
high watermark right there.
But obviously, I mean, you've achieved that on a regular basis. So the standard is the standard.
We do. Yeah, and it's the history of Flint Hills Technical College in this community and the support we get from the community. And so we are increasing. For instance, our board met last night, approved the 22-23 budget. That was approved. We got a slight uptick. We got a little bit of grace from the state, so have the opportunity maybe to do a few more facilities updates. We'll see how far that actually goes. Once you start talking about these facilities, it doesn't go that far. But the state was really generous to the technical colleges this year, and we're very pleased with that. That doesn't mean we're not going to stop knocking on that door, but we are looking at any opportunities we can to expand into our evening to ensure students in the community have the opportunity. Maybe if they're working all day, what kind of evening opportunities we can present. As Brenda said, our hygiene, dental hygiene and dental assisting, those are full. What do we need to do? Do we need to start looking at some? If those are programs that are historically full, do we need to look at another faculty opportunity and see where we can expand on any of these programs that have the history of being full? And what can we do with that, with our space that we have? So those are a lot of good problems for us to encounter and work with our board on over the next year.
Indeed. Talk a little bit about, you mentioned the generosity of the state, really how that financially sets up here for you over the next couple of years. And on the facility front, I mean, you just mentioned personnel, but on the facility front, what you're at least considering here short term within the next, I want to say, 3 to 5 years as far as maybe resetting or expanding the facilities that you currently have.
Wow, you're getting me out on the plank here, buddy. So we've got a lot of ideas. I'm not gonna hold that back. We got a lot of ideas. We see for our programs that are, again, let's use industrial engineering, maybe welding. Use the welding example. We expanded that facility 5 years ago. It's already at capacity, right? So it's full during the day. We have an evening faculty that we added last year, so that added another cohort of students in ACFAS. I think you all may be aware of, I'm not real sure, but we are expanding our welding and in talks with Coffee County. And so we've got the potential of a welding facility that will be in process over the next year to serve the Coffee County welding needs. What we have identified is that would not really affect our welding enrollments here. We might lose a few students that would stay over in the Coffee County region. But we feel there's enough backfill of students that are on a wait list or that would want to get in that it would easily, those students in this region, Emporia, Lyon County, even Chase County, would have the chance to have those seats and providing this opportunity for students over in Coffee County would provide that increase in enrollment. So that we hope to have that up and going by fall of 23. This academic year, we've received $500,000 from the state to expand our welding into Coffee County with equipment purchases. So those are a few examples that I could give you. Industrial engineering is the one we're looking at. We feel like we could increase those enrollments pretty easily. But it's a lack of facilities and space and faculty right now. I think the automotive has been begging for an expansion. And so we've got some dominoes that we're setting in place some dominoes. I'll put it that way.
Well, summertime doesn't mean things slow down, and they certainly don't at Flint Hills Technical College. Brenda Carmichael, who's the Dean of Enrollment Management. So when does the fall semester begin, Brenda?
We begin on August the 15th.
Okay. Which will be here before we know it.
Right, before we know it.
And Brenda, I wanted to ask you, before we close things down here today, you know, we're talking about the Wrangler enrollment days just right now specifically, but in general terms, what is in your office? What do you handle in your office here to make that enrollment process smooth and then start, you know, coordinating maybe with others to not only get students in the door, but then to keep them in the door as they continue their process towards graduation?
Absolutely. We have enrollment throughout the entire summer. So if the dates don't work for students, they can come any other day. Our online application is the first process for students to do, as well as a campus tour. And then once we get students enrolled, we have an academic advising plan between the academic advisors, myself, and faculty to help retain students and be their support service here at FHC, because we believe that support is very important.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, Brenda, really appreciate your time with us here today, and best of luck here with the Wrangler enrollment activities coming up here.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity here and find out what we're doing right now.
Good to talk with you. And Dr. Darty, as always, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chuck. You all have a great day.
You too.
That is Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Darty. Tech Talk is brought to you monthly by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. Sunny, 81 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:35.
The Federal Reserve beginning its two-day meeting to address where things stand economically with inflation rising.